All right, praise God. It was a Hunter Newsflash. We're going to be going to a quick clip of Caesar the Hell Disc guy, what he's got, what part of his disc here, one of his discs. And he'll be on in a minute. And this is Caesar the Hell Disc guy, one of his clips.
One of his clips.
So one of his clips?
One of his clips that is gone now.
All right. There we go.
Who's going there? Who's going to hell? All right. The Pharisees said to Jesus, Lord, are there few that are going to be saved? Now listen to me quickly. Clearly. I'm going to make a statement and listen to it. The majority of mankind is going to hell. I'll say it again. The majority of the population of the earth is going to hell. You look at New York City. Oh, by the way, they asked Jesus that. Are there going to be many that be saved? You know what Jesus said? Listen to me. Enter in. He's answering this question. Enter in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which are going to in thereat. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be that will find it. Few. The majority are going to hell. Think of New York City, the greater New York area, 16 million people. You say, Brother Dean, that doesn't seem fair. Suppose the disciples, what if Paul the Apostle lived today with them? Maybe we'd have a revival and more wouldn't have to go to hell. What about it, living in this city, walking these streets? You people that go to work. You people that live in this city.
All right, praise God. We got Caesar the Hell Disc guy. You on the line?
Yes, I am.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praising the Lord tonight. Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen. That's a clip from one of your CDs, Caesar the Hell Disc guy.
All right.
And we're praising the Lord for that CD and other CDs that you put together. And explain a bit about your ministry, Caesar.
Yeah, real quick on my testimony. I came to the Lord at a young age, 16, out of Catholicism. Lived the Christian life for roughly about 7-8 years, fell away, and lived a typical prodigal son experience. The Lord was so gracious to send a brother that reached out and touched me 5 years ago, and I've been on fire ever since.
Amen.
And just in the last few years, though, he's been burdening me with saving souls for Christ. I tell you, I just have such a soul, such a heart to save souls for Him. And as you mentioned in your message earlier today, winning souls is wise, and that's what I'm here to do. My ministry, basically, is sowing seeds. We're all commanded to sow seeds, and that's what I'm here. And I feel like tracks are an awesome way to reach the lost. But I truly believe that CD tracks are even that much more powerful. I hold on to the promise in Romans 10:17 that says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
The Bible also says that God's word will not return void. And these CD discs, I chose hell because I realized that hell is no longer preached in the church today.
That's right. No, you're right about that.
It's true. It's true.
And unfortunately, I'll tell you, the preachers of old, you know, like Jonathan Edwards, you know, who preached that message, you know.
Amen. Sinners in the hand of angry God. Most powerful sermon ever preached, yeah.
How many souls were won for that message? You don't hear those messages.
Thousands and thousands. It triggered the Great Awakening Revival. That's right. Powerful.
I tell you what, those CDs do work. They're kind of like shock paddles, I call them, you know. People are flatlining out there in the world. They're just dead. If they listen to this, you'll see some life. If they truly, truly are seeking the Lord or open to the Word, they will come to life. And I'm trying to shock them, but instill them a real fear of the Lord. And as you know, in Proverbs and Psalms, you know, the fear of the Lord is wisdom or the beginning of knowledge.
Yep, men depart from iniquity. Yeah. Wow.
But I tell you what, though, my prayer right now is to find laborers. You know, in Matthew it talks about the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, it's my prayer, and it's prayer that the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into harvest. Right now, brothers and sisters are listening and on HF and on the internet. I'm looking for some on-fire Christians who are willing to pass out CD tracks with me. I'll make as many as I can at no cost. I think the things of the Lord should be free. Please send me an email if you can at CDtracks at AOL.com, and I'll start sending you some, brothers.
Well, that's CDTracks at AOL.com.
Amen.
That's correct.
Okay.
CDTracks at AOL.com. In about a month, I should have a website. The Lord's really been working with me lately that this needs to go full steam ahead. This time is so short that I need to reach as many people as I can. And I realize it's not me. It's God that gives the increase.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
You're sowing the seeds, brothers.
That's right. You know,
the key, yeah, the key is that. Praise the Lord for that. CDTracks at AOL.com. Now, a lot of our listeners don't have internet. You can call our toll-free number at 877-734-6327. We can get you in touch with Caesar if you want these CD tracks. What he does is puts pictures of hell on them with the fabulous artwork. Okay? When you look at them, you just, you're amazed of the artwork on it. And when people put them in the CD player, there's preaching, there's testimonies, people that have got saved, that have been to hell, that came back. Jonah is an illustration of someone that was in the belly of hell that came back. Okay, this ministry, Caesar the Hell Disc guy, he's got a machine that pumps these discs out, and we're praying for him to get more machines. Our prayer is that this ministry that God's raising him up in will have millions of CDs going out. Amen?
Amen.
Amen to that, brother.
That's
Amen
right.
to that. I tell you what, my motto is, I'm burning CDs so others don't have to burn.
Amen.
I tell you what, I've been through
wow.
one burner already, and I'm ready to acquire some more.
Praise
but
the Lord.
But I tell you what, though, we all have to have a heart for the lost. And, you know, I'm reading right now the book called The Soul Winners by C.H. Spurgeon, and he says something that, have you no wish for others to be saved, then you are not saved yourself. Be sure of that. And that's Charles Spurgeon talking here.
Wow. Yeah, Charles, yeah. Famous preacher.
Wow.
Another famous
preacher.
Have
to have a heart for the lost. And just picture yourself walking by some lake and seeing someone drown. Wouldn't it be heartless to not even throw a rope? Try
that's
to
right.
save them? That's how cruel it is just to walk by somebody without sharing the gospel to them.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, interesting. Our message tonight had to do with that.
That's right.
Okay, you know, we touched on some scriptures. Open thy mouth. And you can open your mouth by getting Caesar the Hell Disc guy's CD tracks and kick them under some hotel doors where, you know, all the fornicators might be hanging out. They need to hear about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's nothing better than hearing. It's good news.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but it's good. It was good news to me.
Thank God.
I used to be the mega sinner out here. I used to set up porno industry out here. I was involved in expanding the kingdom of Satan. But God pulled me back. I almost went to hell.
Amen.
God saved me, and now I work for him.
Amen.
And that's our job, to preach and proclaim Jesus Christ.
That's right.
To everybody, every creature. Didn't God say every creature?
Every creature, yeah.
That goes on to even animals. We should be preaching to them.
You know, it says, follow me and I'll make you, Jesus said, follow me, I'll make you fishes of men. If you're not going out, you don't have a heart for souls, you're not really following Jesus. Because Jesus said, if you follow him, he'll make you a fisher of men.
Yeah.
He'll make you a soul winner.
That's Mark 16:15, preach the gospel to every creature.
Amen.
These CD tracks, I don't know about you, man, but if someone put one of these tracks under the CD track under my door.
Yeah.
And I've listened to them. So I know how that's why we got Caesar on the show.
Yeah.
Because these are an ultimate, like he said, faith cometh by hearing. The rhema, when you hear the word and it goes into your heart and sown into your heart, there's a revelation that's being unleashed within you.
Yeah.
The kingdom of God will expand within you.
That's right.
And that's why these CD tracks are so great. People, I met people, I can't read, they tell me. Oh, wow, this is just great. Because now you can listen.
That's right, to the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen to that, brother.
So,
I just want to share one thing that last year, I live here in Reno, Nevada, in Washoe County. About a year ago, there was an article in the paper that said that Washoe County, the county that I am in, is the least church area in the country. Less than 5% regularly attend any type of church service.
Wow.
And I always wonder why God put me here. There's a reason here. I'm a modern-day Jonah in Nineveh preaching to the lost.
Amen,
and
brother.
And there was I'm not sure if you guys ever heard of a Burning Man. It's a pagan, huge pagan gathering that takes place in the summertime just
yeah.
north of Reno, where they go out there and do some hedonistic activities, worshiping Satan and all that. And some of my brothers in
yeah.
Christ, we went out there and we just started handing CD tracks all along the route that people would take to go to this place. And I just pray that we reach many.
Wow. Praise God. Burning Man. Chris has got a friend that lights everything on fire. We call him the Burning Man. He's burning wood all day long.
Yeah, yeah, next to my house.
Praise God, that Burning Man festivity is an actual, you know, ignorance is, they do it in ignorance. It's a demon paganistic worship. They're worshiping the devil because you're going to be burning with him in the lake if you continue on that path. Repent and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He loves you. He shed his blood for you. And he wants you just to turn an eye to him. You don't even have to take a big step. He'll take a biggest step towards you. You know, it's just a matter of a little bit of what's the word I'm looking for? Contribute. Just reach out to Christ while you still have time. There's judgment coming in the land. The devil does not want you to repent. He does not want you to get under the blood of Jesus because he knows he can't touch you when you're under that blood because you've been bought by it. You just need to receive it. And Caesar held this guy. We praise the Lord for him.
Amen.
And these tracks, these CD tracks, going to be going out. We're going to be getting them. We're going to go out, me and Chris.
Yeah.
And, how long have you been doing this anyway, Caesar?
I've been doing this for about 3-4 years now. I started out with tracks. I love giving out tracks, especially chick tracks and some of these other that really get read. But I tell you what, this the Lord laid in my heart some of this material. I gathered some of the material from fireonthealtar.com. It's not really my material. I do some mixing. It's these CD tracks. They're compilations. It's just a mixture of worship and messages, and it's powerful. But I've been doing it for a few years, and I travel a lot with my line of work. I'm not. I work a busy schedule like most people do, but I still find time for the Lord, and I know everybody out there can do the same. I tell you what, as a believer in Christ, God guides our every path, our every step. When I'm in a hotel room, I'll tack the whole hotel room and I'll stick CDs underneath the doors. If I'm in that hotel room, I'll put CDs all over the place. If I'm just out walking along, I'll just hand them out to people.
Amen.
God ordains our steps, and we need to be taking advantage of that. We need to be obedient and available.
Praise God. I'm going to play a clip from the other Hell Disc just to give people a little taste of one of your Hell Discs. Here's a little bit of a clip.
As I'm laying there in bed, I would begin to fade away. I would begin to fade away, and as I would fade away, I would begin to go down. Now, it was like darkness. It was so dark. It was like the very darkness just penetrated into your very, very being. And as I left, and I can tell you I left my body because I remember when I came back into my body. You know, I don't know where I was out of my body. Now there are people that talk about a light. There are people that talk about floating above. There are people that talk about a feeling of warmth and love. I didn't feel any of that. I felt none of that. I felt untold terror. Untold terror. Because I knew that if I ever went all the way, if I slipped all the way, I would never get back. Now, in my beings of beings, I knew that. And so I fought all night long. They told me later on, I not only told them.
All right, praise God. A little bit of a clip of one of those Hell Discs. We got Hunter on the line. Praise God, Hunter. You there?
Yeah, praise God.
Got Caesar the Hell Disc guy on. How do you like these discs?
Oh, that's very, very great. Praise God for what you're doing.
Amen.
It's all the Lord, I tell you. I pray that I decrease so he may increase.
Amen.
And be all the honor and glory.
That was a pretty interesting little tale there on one of those Hell Discs there about a guy that actually went to hell, huh, Caesar?
Oh, yeah, I tell you what, I've repented, you know, when I listen to these, you know, as a believer. They're that powerful, I'll tell you what, because you just realize that it's serious business out here, guys. I mean, there is really a hell, and unfortunately, there's a lot of Christians today who in their heart don't really think there's a really lake of, a lake of fire. Where the worm dieth not.
Wow.
There's a real place out there, and I've listened to about 100 different testimonies at least, and I tell you, each one touches me in a special way, and it gets me refocused. I need to be focused each and every day.
Wow.
The world just pulls me one way, and I tell you what, these health CDs keep me on track, and they really keep me focused for the Lord. My prayers used to be, Lord, bless me this, that, this, Lord. But right now, my prayers are soul for Jesus. Tell you what, we shouldn't be praying for a stub toe or a missed car payment or something like that. We should be praying for the lost.
Amen. That's right. And the harvesters, too. I know Hunter's interested in getting his hands on some of those CDs, huh, Hunter?
Oh, yeah. They're very, very powerful. I want to share them with everybody I meet.
Wow.
You bet. I'll be pumping out as many as I can as God provides.
All right, thank you. Praise
Amen. Yeah. Do you have a PayPal account, too, you know?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I'm going to send you, we're going to send you some type of little thing there for the discs. Anyone that wants to help Caesar out on the internet, well, your website's not really set up yet, but what's you could do PayPal through your email address, right?
That's correct.
What's your email address?
Email address is Caesar, C-A-E-S-A-R.
Yeah.
G as in George, the number 3, at AOL.com.
All right. So anyone that understands PayPal can send an offering to help out with discs. He gets these discs. He gets thousands of discs, thousands of CD labels, thousands of cases, thousands of inkjets for the printers to make the pictures of hell on each disc. You want to be a part of this by spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ in such an effective way. I don't know about you, but that's a great thing to be a part of.
Yep.
Not paying for all these pastors and preachers' watches and cars and homes and houses. You want to be a part of that? Go ahead. You can be a part of that. Go ahead. Watch TV at night. Watch all the money mammon preachers get you cash. Because they got to get more buildings and expand their kingdoms here on earth. And kick up the buck to the bills that they have to live this lifestyle that they've chosen here on earth. Because they're going to lose their soul. Because they decided to build their kingdoms here on earth. Dangerous. Come out of that. And preach the gospel, help people come into the kingdom, help people get saved, help raise up ministries like Caesar and other ministries that are going forth spreading the gospel in such a unique and new way. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Nothing wrong with being a part of something like that. You're a pioneer. This is a pioneer thing.
That's great.
Praise God.
Amen. Yeah, what's that scripture? It says, through the terror of the Lord, we persuade men.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we
Phobos in Greek, phobos, ultimate terror.
Yeah, we need to let people know that unless you repent, you will likewise perish.
There's nothing wrong with a little fear of the Lord, people. You're going to be seeing judgments fall from God. God sends judgment. He's in charge of breaking the seals. You better get the understanding how God operates, because there's two sides in Romans 10:22. Paul said, behold the kindness and the severity of God. That's right. I want to behold the kindness. That's my job lately. I want to get closer to Jesus. Because the terror side, you don't want to know. You do not want to know. Because that's the same side that flooded the earth. That's the same side that smoked up Sodom and Gomorrah with magma. That's the same side that, you know, the prophets of Korah. Didn't the earth open up and suck them down into hell alive?
Yeah.
That's the part of God I don't want to be a part of right now. I really have no interest. I love God.
Amen.
I really do.
Amen.
I love, we love God. But God has a line in the sand and people push to sides you don't want to know. And there is a hell, people. Jesus said, fear not him that could kill your body and afterwards nothing else. Oh, wow. That's just great. They can kill you. But he says, fear him that after he's killed has the power to throw you into hell. That's not good. Jesus paid the price for your soul. And we praise the Lord for people like Hunter. He's going to get involved with this. We praise the Lord for Caesar, his ministry being raised up. Powerful CD tracks at AOL.com. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. We just got to praise God. I mean, this is, hallelujah.
That's right.
We praise Jesus Christ. And we thank the Lord for these great exploits. This is what God's saying. These are the exploits. People that know their God shall do great exploits. And that's what Caesar represents. This is a great... You think Antichrist and the United Church of Christ, all these societies are going to like what you're doing, Caesar?
Absolutely not. I'll tell you what, I've been under spiritual attack, but greater is he than he is in the world. And I fear not the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
God's raising up a warrior. You're a warrior.
I tell you, I'll show you with this. I'm a dreamer of dreams, and I'm a very active dreamer, and the Lord has showed me a prophet has appeared in my dreams before and said, you are a soldier for Christ.
Wow.
You are going to do much for the kingdom, and I'm just now starting to see some fruit of that. I just need to be obedient and just march forward.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
God told me that, you know, there is going to be a lot of attacks against you because this ministry is very powerful. You know, souls are converted. Souls are the key.
Yep.
That's what Jesus came for. The souls. To save sinners. That's the key. The key isn't about your kingdom here. The things you can have and all these. It's not about that. It's about saving souls from destruction. Open thy mouth. Open thy mouth, we read today. And here's a great opportunity for you to get free discs. Praise God for raising up a warrior like Caesar. And we're going to be praying for him all the time in our prayers.
Free tracks.
Read that again, the free tracks.
All right, this is how you get free tracks. It's the Fellowship Track League.
Yeah.
You can call at 513-494-1075.
Yeah.
Okay, and the website address is www.fellowshiptrackleague.org.
Yeah, free tracks. Free tracks. Amen. And they're great. You know, I used to go around New York City with a glue stick, and I used to use the glue stick and put them on all the tables, and people would read them, and they read about Jesus, go down to Union Square Park. You know, tracks are great. Hey, in war they use them. They jump tracks in war. In war, in combat, they drop tracks to convince the opponent enemy to give up. And that's what, you know, we're in warfare. This is a warfare for souls.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with spreading out leaflets like they did in World War II. Very effective.
Yeah.
We spread out tracks, and these CD tracks are even more powerful because the rhema of God is on the CDs. The word of God is spoken in such a way that the rhema is sown directly into the heart. You can do it with your eyes closed. There's not much work needed to put a disc on and sit down and hear the word of the Lord. Is there? Is there?
I'm just listening.
No. Praise God.
Praise God. Caesar, we're getting ready to burn rubber out of here. We praise the Lord for you. And, you know, if you hang the line, we'll get you off air. And Hunter, we'll call you a little later. Praise God.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
All right, guys.
Okay, guys.
Praise God.
Amen.
All right. Praise God. What am I doing here? I don't even know. Hold
praising
on.
God.
I'm praising God, and I am praising God, ain't I?
Yes.
All right, the key to all this is very simple. We're getting ready to burn rubber out here. We love you. The Lord loves you.
God bless you.
He wants to touch you. We pray for his angels around you tonight, the blood of Jesus over you tonight, cover you and protect you and shield you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to keep your sheep. We praise your name and we thank you.
Thank you.
For what you're doing, God.
Yes, God.
Touch
yes,
the flock tonight. Touch them, surround them, and keep them, protect them in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
And Lord, we're getting ready to get out of here. We'll see you next week. Watchman Radio saying farewell.
Bye-bye.
Come ye sinners, poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you.